This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I appreciate everybody taking some time out of their weekend, whether they're listening to this on the radio, on our podcast, or on our website at kereport.com. It's always great to hear and see all of the feedback that we get from our listeners. I hope everybody had a great week, and I hope everybody is looking forward to next week. I know I am, because the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium is coming back to Vancouver Tuesday through Friday. I've been getting a lot of emails from our listeners, from all of you, asking for certain coverage, or at least just updating me on companies that you all like, and I very much appreciate that. I have a hit list, and I am always looking for more companies to talk to. So please, everybody, keep the emails coming. Fleck@kereport.com. On the first hour of this weekend show, we are going to spend a bit of time looking at the gold sector, because gold is going through a bit of a rebound. It is up now 9 out of the last 10 trading days, but you could say that we're just still not seeing a ton of interest from big money, or for that matter, just generalist investors, something we're going to talk about in the first segment. For the first two segments, I am joined by Orin Resource Executive Chairman Ivan Bebek. And Ivan, we are not going to talk about Orin in this first segment. I first want to get your take on the general attitude that you're seeing from a corporate level in the gold sector. How does it compare to years past?
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be back here, Corey. So we've obviously got a good understanding of how this market's been treating the juniors and a lot of investors, because we've positioned our financings and our company really well with the ups and downs of it. We're coming out of a seasonal low in June, which, if you look at the 30-year chart, seasonally, June has been soft for the last 30 years, and I believe there was some rate discussions and whatnot in the end of year half, and a few different factors that kind of come to effect there. But, you know, there's the natural seasonal high follows June into July, and you know, I think you see gold today up $10 to $12.54. We've had a pretty big bounce off the lows, and you know, I'm not as concerned over why gold goes up and down in a day. I'm more concerned on the macro picture for gold, which I think is quite positive. And there's a few factors in here that I think all of your investors should be aware of. I'm going to rewind you back to 2014, and this is about 4 years ago. The gold price was in the exact same range, probably within $20 or $30 of the current price today, if you check the price it was trading at. And that was back when we sold Kaden. And, you know, the price hasn't changed, but the market's changed a lot. You're seeing a lot more financings, a lot of companies coming to life. And importantly, you're seeing a lot of corporate investment. As Goldcorp invested into us, Barrick, Newmont, they've all made major investments into the North. The M&A side of the business has been quite limited, and that's due to the fact that there hasn't been many discoveries in that time frame. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, why now, and why weren't they investing 4 years ago when the market was at the bottom? And I said the word before, I'll say it again, the profitability wasn't there. All the majors were dealing with the $1,900 gold price, the inflated cost of personnel, as well as equipment. And a lot of them were having trouble getting their balance sheet to reflect the profit of the gold they were producing then. So as they deflated, let a lot of people go, divested of non-core assets, they came down to a point where they were profitable again, and they could start to do M&A and make investments into juniors, which is what you've seen a lot of lately. You know, the purchase of Kaden, Probe, Integra, these are some of the few deals that have happened in the last 7 or 8 years. I'm not getting all of them, but those are some of the main ones that I was close to. And looking at those deals and what's happening there is, you know, when the majors are live in a bull or bear market, they're producing gold. And as you produce, you're depleting resources. It's a very vicious game of trying to complete a portfolio that keeps adding ounces so you have growth for your investors to speculate for. What they've done in the last few months, or in the last few, probably last 6 months, they've started to take the growth hat on again. And this is not today's gold price that's driving it, but there's only a certain amount of time that they can avoid replenishing ounces before they have to get active again. And I think they all have a general common understanding that the market's going to improve a lot more on the macro picture over the next few years. That's probably where they're getting a lot of confidence to make these investments for the next phase, which is going to be M&A.
So, Ivan, the M&A question is, I think, on a lot of people's minds because, yes, we have seen some of the big companies start to inject money into exploration companies, but they're taking more equity positions. And a lot of people are saying this is a good strategy, but what in your eyes is going to make these major companies take part in more M&A activity in the point where we might start to get some bidding wars? Because that hasn't really happened yet.
Yeah, I think you're asking a really good question, and that's the million-dollar question that we all want the answer to, and I think the most intelligent way to answer it would be discovery. You know, I'll ask you this, Corey. When's the last time you've heard of a new discovery that got monetized? I'll take Kaden out of the equation in 2014. You know, think of a new discovery that the stock did very well and it ended up being a buyout. If you delete Kaden from that equation, who can you think of?
Honestly, there isn't much that has happened recently, and some of the companies that I think of that have actually went into some old jurisdictions and reanalyzed the rocks they're looking at, they're still around and they're growing themselves internally. So there just hasn't been this acquisition, this M&A activity.
So the last one I recall, it was a big one, it was Aurelian, and I believe they went to about $44 a share before Kinross bought them. And this was in the peak bull market back in about 2011, you know, around that time, 2010. So you're winding us back now, I'm winding us back now 7 years. So the market has had a massive drought because the finances weren't there to go find gold deposits. Money is now coming back into the sector. I think it's partially or a big part of it's being led by profitability amongst the majors, their willingness to invest towards growth because they anticipate a higher gold price and they can invest again because they're profitable. And I think that what's going to turn this market on, what's going to do it for all investors will be discovery. And I say that because if you see a stock price go to $20 or $30 or $40 a share, we all see it. And everybody knows that the lottery of finding something exists again. And what's happening now that wasn't happening in the junior space, you know, even a year ago, is the amount of dollars are going into the ground are significant. You know, guys are starting to raise real money and technical teams are being built and guys are going after discovery. You know, there's still a large crowd that's delineating ounces and trying to, you know, build out mines, but the value that's going to draw everyone back will be finding something new, somewhere new.
Well, Ivan, address one more comment here, and that is what you've been talking about, profitability versus the gold price going up. Obviously, the gold price goes up. This helps companies, but the actual profitability, that's something that I don't think people are paying that much attention to. How do you balance the two when even you're looking at your own investments?
So I was asked a very, very hard question back in 2011, the start of Kaden. You know, our share price had done remarkably well. We were in the peak of the bull market. I was asked by a New York fund manager how profitable I thought Newmont or Goldcorp were, you know, some of the majors at that time. And, you know, I was kind of naive to that concept at the time because there was so much fuel on the fire. The market was so strong. There was so much interest in the gold space, but there was extremely, extremely minimal profit. Some were barely breaking even at $1,900 gold. And that kind of stuck with me since then. I'm still talking about it today, you know, six or seven years later. And where it sits with me now is the majors have to be profitable for their share prices to perform. At extremely fast, steep gold price rises, you create an inflation amongst, and there's a big demand for people, equipment, you're trying to build mines, everyone's trying to build mines at the same time, and we price ourselves out of the market so that no one can make money because you're paying a geologist $400,000 a year that should cost $150,000 a year, and so on.
Unfortunately, Ivan, we are out of time for this segment, but I will be having you back on next segment, and we are going to be recapping some of the recent news that has come out of Orin Resources. Orin will also be presenting at the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Ivan Bebek. Ivan, let's talk about the company now. Let's talk about Oren Resources. Orin is traded on the TSX under the symbol AUG, and now it is listed on the NYSE as of July 17th, also under the symbol AUG. Can you please, first of all, just discuss the move to list on the NYSE?
Absolutely. If you follow our companies in the past, our first company, Keegan, now Asanko, we listed on the NYSE back in the mid-2000s. And why we did it back then and why we've done it again is it gives us a tremendous access to more investors, more liquidity, and more capital. And where we were trading before was the OTC QX, I believe. And those are good markets, but a lot of our investors were having trouble buying and selling shares in the U.S. In Vancouver or in Canada, we're traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's a much bigger exchange than the Venture. It appeals to a lot bigger audience, a lot more money. And I think the New York Stock Exchange is a very, very similar, parallel kind of exchange in the U.S. It's the two best exchanges you can be on. And the big reasoning behind it, there's a cost that comes with it, but it gives us access to more liquidity for investors and more capital, and largely equates to a lot better price performance. And so that's something that we're very proud to have been added to the NYSE. And you know, if you follow the GDXJ and some of the other indexes, you can get added to indexes, which are all pro-positive for shareholders.
Well, I agree. Opening yourself up to some of the bigger money down in the U.S. is very valuable, and I even follow a couple stocks that majority of their trading is actually done in the U.S. over what happens on the TSX. So always good to open a company up to more money. Ivan, let's now talk about the drilling that is underway. We were talking off mic, and you said there are now six total drills turning. Let's first talk about Homestake, which you have commenced that drill program starting just a couple days ago.
Yeah, so July 19th, Homestake drilling started. That's the last two of the six drills turning. There's four have been turning since June 11th in Committee Bay. Homestake's a remarkable project. It's got about 1.1 million ounces of 9 grams gold equivalent, of which 80 or so percent of that's gold and 20% is about silver. What's remarkable about this target is the previous holes that were hit when they made the discovery, you know, 73 meters of 21 grams gold, which is one of the highest grade holes I've ever heard of, probably top 10 for sure worldwide in the history of some of these big discoveries. And, you know, we're going for new discoveries like that on the project. We're very comfortable with the resource that's there, but the technical team has done an incredible job, you know, both off-site and on-site, of identifying a lot of concepts that were missed. And largely, you know, structures weren't as readily mapped as the one we've mapped it with our deep technical team. And, you know, we found a few areas where the drill could have been turning in a different direction and that would have hit structure versus bedding, which is common for the SK Creek style. There was is a deposit that occurs within the bedding. And we're chasing structure. So the hole that I've spoken about, the 73 meters of 21 grams, that is a drill hole that went through structure. And we've got about six or seven major structures to test around the deposit that are not quite too close to it, but close enough. And if they do end up delivering a discovery, it would really take our deposit into a multi-million ounce look really fast, and it would be very reactionary to shareholders.
So, Ivan, we've already seen the reaction in the Orin stock, nicely appreciating on the back of having all these drills turning. When will people actually start to see some results?
Yeah, so results could come any day. What we've noticed is, as we're not the only ones drilling this year, we're seeing that the assay labs are a bit slower than originally anticipated. So I'd say within a few weeks, I mean, we could get results from Committee Bay tomorrow. It could be that quickly, but I don't want to lead shareholders down an overly anxious path. You know, we've drilled about 7 out of 15 targets at Committee Bay. We have hit some really good sulfide intercepts ranging in, you know, great widths between 15 and 60 meters wide, which would be massive discovery holes if they did carry the gold and the grade. Sulfide being a key ingredient that's necessary, but, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that we'll have some big discoveries out of Committee Bay. And the one thing we can't do up there, Corey, is we can't predict grade. We can predict mineralization when we see it. We know we're in it, but we can't tell you if it's going to be half a gram, you know, 0.2, or if it's going to be 10 or 12 gram rock. And so we're very optimistic. We're very excited. And the holes could come at any time from up there. I think that from BC and Homestake, you know, you're going to follow that about 2 weeks for a lot of Committee Bay results, and then another 3 weeks of that from that date would be the start of the homestake results. As we complete drilling in Committee Bay in September, the drilling in Peru will start on our Huiacoyo project. I believe that'll start in October while the homestake drilling is wrapping up. So really nonstop drilling to come out of us. Once the results start coming, they'll just be continuous, and probably every couple of weeks there'll be a press release. But the first release I'd expect within 2 weeks, and just expect it every 2 weeks after that.
So Ivan, a quick comment. The type of drilling that you're doing, we have talked about it before, is exploration drilling, which means that it's unreasonable to expect that you pull out great drill results hole after hole. What would make you happy in terms of a hit ratio when you are undertaking this exploration type drilling?
So there's a rule of thumb taught to me by our Newmont geologists, and it's great because they've gone around the world and they found a lot of mines for Newmont. And what they look for, which is what I look for and my partner, is 10 meters, grade times width should equal 100 grams per ton. So if you had 10 meters of 10 grams, grade being 10 grams times the width of 10 meters equals 100 grams per ton hole. If we can find 100 gram per ton hole in something new, that will mean that we're likely on to a deposit that's going to mean something that would be potentially a major new discovery. You know, as you pointed out, everything we're drilling is new. We're not redrilling anything. We're not confirming anything. So, yeah, we're going to have a hit ratio of probably one out of five or six holes is going to hit something that could be a massive discovery. We're going to do a lot of holes this year, so it'll probably, out of Committee Bay, we'd expect to have at least 30 really big probable chances for a new discovery. We see about 14 of those holes already, you know, having been hit. You know, as far as a really good grade, again, as long as you take it, if we hit 30 meters of 4 grams, that's 120 gram per ton hole. In homestake, the best drill hole was 73 meters of 20 grams or 21 grams. That's over 1,400 grams per ton in a hole, right? So to quantify that from past experiences that we've had as a group, in Keegan we drilled about six different holes at least that had over 100 grams per ton grade times width. In Caden, we drilled four holes that had, if you took the grade and times by the width of the intercept, you had three or four holes that were over 100 grams per ton. So whenever you're looking at us or anyone else, just take the grade of gold and take the width. If it equates to that multiplication, if it equates to over 100 grams per ton, the company's likely on to something substantial, and that's what we're going for. So it could be 10 of 10, it could be 20 of 10, it could be, you know, 100 meters of a gram in some locations would work. But in Committee Bay, we're going to hope to see things north of 4 or 5 grams per ton, and to carry that kind of those widths that would equate to a 100 gram per ton hole.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am joined by Axel Merck, the President and Chief Investment Officer of Merck Investments. Axel also joined me for a daily editorial on Wednesday where we discuss the movements in currencies. I highly recommend everybody, if you missed that interview, go check that one out, because Axel really does understand the nuances of what's happening in the currency market. That being said, Axel, we are going to be talking precious metals here, and let's first get your comment on gold. Gold continues to trade in this tighter range. So far, the high for this year was put in early on in April when the price moved up, almost broke 1300. But again, ever since then, we have been putting in lower highs. What's your general comment on the gold price as we currently stand?
Well, great to be with you. Gold is so much easier than currencies because gold doesn't change, hasn't changed in millennia. And let's just use that as a kind of as a pricing model. If you price any asset, usually one of the common methods to do it is to use a discounted cash flow model, right? In a corporation, for example, the future earnings, you discount them to the present. Well, in gold, obviously you don't have cash flow. Indeed, you have cost of holding it. And the reason why that's relevant is that if you look at in the context of everything else in the world, I happen to think everything else in the world is quote-unquote expensive. And the reason it's so expensive is because central banks have kept volatility down. They have compressed risk premia. So risk assets, be that equities, be that junk bonds, trade at very low volatility, and implicitly that means higher prices because the future cash flows are discounted a different way. Now, I mentioned this very complicated roundabout is because if risk premia expand, meaning if fear is coming back to the market for whatever reason, because central banks hike interest rates, the Fed sells off the balance sheet, or there's some other fear event, well, those other assets are then discounted much more heavily, whereas gold that doesn't have a cash flow shines relative to them. So this is a very roundabout and academic way of saying that gold, in my view, is a diversifier, not because people scramble to hold on to gold because there's a terrorist attack somewhere in the world, but because it makes sense from an economic and just pure cash flow analysis point of view that when volatility goes up and risk assets, be it equities, junk bonds, anything like that, falls in value, that gold on a relative basis shines. And so really holding gold in that context is a question of, do you think that volatility at some point is going to go up? Now, to answer the other part of your question, is the valuation appropriate here? I happen to think that central banks, as they raise rates, and the Fed in particular, yes, risk premium will go up, but they're raising rates so slowly that only nominal rates go up, not real rates. See, the biggest thing that's competing with gold is that cash flow. But if that cash flow isn't really worth much because you're not getting anything on a real basis, gold continues to be just fine. And so gold has held up very well given that everything is supposedly so perfect and rates are going to go through the roof. Gold is telling you that rates are not going to go through the roof on a real basis.
Now, Axel, you mentioned real rates, and that is a major player when it comes to, I think, the sentiment in the gold sector and, quite honestly, the price of gold and the direction that it's moving. One of the changes that we've seen this year compared to early on in the year is the pullback in some of the inflation data. Early on this year, the Fed said that they were okay with being behind the curve, and just recently they've come out and said their inflation estimates were wrong, and now they're okay with inflation being lower than they thought. Where do you stand on the real rates, where they stand right now, and the lack of inflation in the market?
Well, let me answer two questions that I hear. First, let me answer the one kind of what happens as these dynamics play out and why this is the case. And gold is very highly correlated these days. These correlations are not stable, but these days, to what treasuries are doing. So longer-term rates, and let's just keep it simple. Let's forget about the inflation component here for a moment. The question is, are treasuries are going to plunge? And some people have said they have to plunge. Well, let's keep in mind the Fed wants to phase out the balance sheet, or at least reduce the balance sheet, which is almost the same as selling bonds, and we happen to think it's going to be quite a significant amount. So are prices going to plunge in that context? I happen to think that as they sell off the balance sheet, it's going to create headwinds to economic growth, and that would be bad news for junk bonds, but treasuries might even rally in that, and it's one of the reasons treasuries haven't moved much. It has more implications for other currencies, and we talked about that on Wednesday, so I'm not going to go into that again. But one of the reasons gold is holding up, despite the Fed supposedly selling off the balance sheet, because not much is happening there at the long end of the spectrum. So with that aside, well, we can argue day and night about inflation readings. I happen to prefer to just look at the price of gold, because gold doesn't change. It's all these other metrics that we try to conjure. And I've talked to the economists that create the CPI and other things like that, and they truly mean well. It's just that the dynamics of the system get them to understate inflation. I would think just about anybody you talk to who actually has to live is going to have a consumption basket that increases at a far higher rate. Now, at the same time, you do have other deflationary forces. Let me just point out a very simple one. If you need to get anything done that you have never done before, there's a YouTube video for that these days. So you don't have to go to your mechanic anymore to have something simple fixed in your car. You can look it up on YouTube and get the wrench and do it. That is deflationary, but it's a good type of deflationary because it makes you more productive. I don't think central banks get that. So we have certain inflation indicators that are lower, but if you talk about the cost of healthcare, of course, which the CPI doesn't care so much about, those sort of things are higher. But when it comes to the price of gold, I mean, ultimately the gold doesn't change. It's the world around it that does change.
Well, and it's also the markets around it that changes, and that's one thing that, again, some gold bulls point to is that the conventional markets have gotten so stretched, and they are due for a, you could say, major correction, and when that major correction comes, gold is going to shine. But the problem I have with that is that a lot of the time, gold can also get hit with a major market correction because it is so liquid. What do you think about a major market correction and the way gold would react?
Well, I often call gold the easiest diversifier. Not always the best one, but the easiest one. It's because it's easy to understand and because it's just a brick in some ways. And for the cash flow explanation I gave before, why it might do well in a correction. Any prudent investor should be diversifying and taking chips off the table over time as markets go up. The problem has been that if you were to balance, say, a traditional stock bond portfolio, where the heck do you put your money on the bond side if you don't get any yield? And so people have been chasing yield as they have been quote-unquote diversifying, but it's an illusion that you're diversified if you buy a junk bond or anything where you're grabbing for yield, because those junk bonds tend to be highly correlated to stocks. And so in that context, gold that has had a long-term correlation to equities of just about zero may be a good diversifier. But I say long-term because, as you point out, it doesn't always work. There are times when the stock market goes down, the price of gold also goes down. Now, that said, the reason I prefer gold in that for diversification purposes over mining companies, for example, or even silver, is because it has less of that. So a mining company, especially the juniors, are very credit dependent. Well, if the stock market corrects because the so-called financial conditions deteriorate, it's because access to financing gets worse. And so the junior miners might suffer particularly badly. Now, they might be hedged, they might have enough credit, but if you don't want to deal with those sort of things, then gold might be one of the better choices. And I like silver, but silver has more of industrial use, and so if economic activity slows down, it has more complex dynamics. So being a simpleton, I like gold there. But these correlations are not stable. In fact, some of the correlations have been elevated, and just when you think something is always going to happen, it's going to change again. So it is one diversifier for people to consider. It's not the only diversifier, but it is one of the easier ones, and many people are underexposed to gold, in my view.
Hey, Axel, it's always great having you on the show. And just a reminder, if you want to follow along with Axel, go check out his website, MerckInvestments.com, and follow him on Twitter, at Axel Merck. Axel, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, I have Chris Martinson on the line with me, co-founder, co-editor of PeakProsperity.com, a fantastic website, and a regular guest on our show. Chris and I recently have been chatting a lot about central banks, and you know what? We are going to continue to talk about central banks because they continue to be the largest player in the markets, even from a stat that Chris sent me, which stated that we have seen the largest G3 expansion this year. The Bank of Japan, the ECB, have expanded their balance sheets by $1.5 trillion, which really goes to show and I think helps people understand why these equity markets continue to stay at such high levels. And even on Thursday, we saw kind of a broad breakout across the board from a lot of risk on assets. Chris, take us through this largest G3 expansion in the face of when we hear about more hawkish talk from these central banks.
Well, listen, this is the number one thing people need to know about that is really underreported. You know, it was just yesterday on July 20th that we saw a big headline article in the Wall Street Journal titled "Tech is No Bubble, But the Stock Market Might Be." An entire, I don't know, 1,000-word article that talked through things like dispersion and, you know, sector rotation, managed to make it through all 1,000 words without talking about the impact of balance sheet expansion by central banks on the equity markets. Like, how do you do that? The most tightly correlated series we've got, pull up the G3 balance sheets, that would be Bank of Japan, Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, and overlay that with the world equity markets, and you get a really tight fit. And of course you do. That's what happens when the central banks print money and throw it into the financial markets. The financial markets go up. There's no secret about this. This isn't hidden. Bernanke said, op-ed, I believe it was 2010, maybe 11, if I've got the dates wrong, but somewhere in there, Wall Street Journal said, hey, we're going to drive up financial prices because of the wealth effect. And all the other central banks went along with that. So if you don't know that in the first 5 months of 2017, that the G3 central banks increase their balance sheets by $1.5 trillion, then you're probably confused by why stocks always seem to go up and to the right. They can't seem to ever get a drawdown. You get these mysterious articles by Bloomberg wringing their hands like, wow, longest stretch without a drawdown. Why could this be? Like, come on, people, this isn't that hard. It's because the central banks are printing money, putting it into the markets, and in many cases, buying equities directly, specifically on days when stocks start to go down. And that's true and been proven for the Bank of Japan. We don't know when the Swiss National Bank is doing their buying, but we can guess. So the central banks are now locked into a paradigm of saying, we're responsible for making sure the markets are not only are very elevated, but are continue to go up. And that's why it's just ludicrous to spend any time talking about what might happen if or when the central banks begin to reduce their balance sheets, because not only are they not reducing them, they're expanding them at the fastest pace in all of human history currently at this point in time this year. They're not flattening out. They're not trimming back the amount. They're increasing the pace of purchases into this year to the fastest on record. That's all your people need to know.
Well, and I think that's interesting because they are trying to talk a different story. But the fact of the matter is they're expanding. And one of the aspects that I want you to touch on is how they're expanding their balance sheets, because we've read about, well, the Bank of Japan buying equity ETFs. They've been doing that for quite a while. But the ECB, they've been running out of treasuries and the typical things that they've been buying, and they've been changing some of their purchases as well, haven't they?
Well, they have, and you know, if you ever take a look at what's happening, the ECB has a trading room, and there's a bunch of computer monitors there, and there's a bunch of 20, early 30-year-old people clicking buttons, buying stuff. And what they've been specifically buying with their 85 billion euros a month purchase program are corporate bonds, corporate debt issuances. And we now know that they have not only been out in the open market bidding for these things, but they've been in many cases going to what are called direct private placements, meaning a company wants to issue a bond. They would normally take that through an underwriter out to the market, and the market would bid on it. The ECB has been going direct to these companies and purchasing those bonds directly. Again, with zero, about as much oversight and transparency as you have with the Federal Reserve, we don't know how they picked these companies, whether there are any conflicts of interest, how they might have gone about selecting, we're going to do a private placement with this company, but not that one. You know, does anybody's brother know the director? We don't know any of that stuff. But here's what I know. If you give humans a chance to be corrupt, they'll be corrupt. It happens all the time. If you don't have accountability and oversight, it's a guarantee that a system, particularly one involving billions and billions of dollars, if not trillions, will have some fraud and corruption and other things like that. It really stinks to high heaven. The question isn't, is there, corruption happening? It's how much?
Well, and Chris, as I said at the beginning of this interview, this all does explain very well why these markets are staying so high and keep on breaking to new highs. But I think the more important question, and what a lot of people wonder, is what makes this break? How does this all break down? Because a lot of people still accept that the Fed and other central banks have your back. They do not want to see a market collapse.
Well, they don't, because it's so extended. And believe me, I'm actually sympathetic to this idea that if a market decline starts, there is so much froth and fraudulent inflation of these markets, right? Like the market is now in the U.S., the equity market, on a revenue to price standpoint, the highest it's ever been, except for 1 month in early 2000, right? Make of that what you will. So it's extremely overextended. And then here's what the central banks, this is as kind as I can be. Forget all the corruption and collusion and self-dealing and the fact that, you know, the banks that they're going to go work for after they come out of their Fed positions have been just extraordinary beneficiaries of all this. Or in the case of Ben Bernanke going to work for Citadel of all people, the organization with the largest high-frequency trading firm that's probably responsible for whipping these markets around in the ways they have. Leave all that aside. Here's the best we can say about the central banks. They were thinking, wing and a prayer, look, if we can just make people feel happy, put calm in the markets, have the markets go higher, have people have expensive homes again, fattened up 401k portfolios, make them feel wealthy, we'll do that. That's our job. And the economy will finally pick up and come back in and support all of that. We can slowly unwind, wash our hands of the whole thing, and declare victory. The missing part of that whole story was, well, where's the economy? It isn't growing. Well, you talk to economists like Steve Keen or other ones who understand the role of debt, which the neoclassical economists at the Fed don't do. They don't include debt. If you talk to people who understand where you are both in a debt cycle or a demographic cycle or both, which is Japan, you understand why we don't have growth, and you understand why it's low. And so that means the entire Fed strategy plus the ECB strategy plus the Bank of Japan strategy is failed. It's utterly failed. So then you have to ask the second question that follows up, which is, well, what happens if you inflate all these markets, yada, yada, forever, and the growth doesn't come, and finally that point of recognition happens? Now, that's what they're afraid of, because once that happens, you get a pretty big collapse in the financial markets, a corresponding collapse in the economy. Both of those swirl together for a while until you hit what is probably the natural state of equilibrium, which won't happen without massive losses occurring, a deflationary set of losses in a wildly overextended set of debt and credit markets.
So, Chris, is that then going to lead to a collapse of our financial system? Because that's the problem here, is the financial system has allowed this to happen.
Yeah, indeed, that's the case. You know, if you look at, I mean, it's literally this simple. If you look at the pace of credit creation, and that's been running at about twice the rate of GDP growth for decades, it's a problem. You know, that you can't grow your debts faster than your income forever. You can mask it by driving interest rates lower and lower and lower so you can take on more and more debt without it appearing bad. But ultimately, debt is a claim on future production. And if your future production is not as large as you have been planning on, you have a problem. So the only thing you have to answer and resolve in that particular scenario is, who's going to eat the losses? And that's the jockeying that we've seen happening lately. But so the prediction here is pretty simple. We've got a paradigm which was broken. It was a dumb idea. I think the Fed should just fess up and say, that was a bad idea. And that idea was, we're going to grow debts faster than income forever. Stupid idea for an individual, dumb idea for a group of individuals, worse idea for a company, doesn't make sense for a country. It's not any harder than that.
Or the world, you could argue, because that seems to be what a lot of countries are doing, and that is just trying to keep this ball rolling, which I think we're all watching from the sidelines saying, man, how much longer can this go on for? But it seems to continue. As I said, Thursday, everything again popped to the upside. And as much as we keep hearing from central banks, they're talking a tough game, but nothing, well, seems to be happening in the underlying data, just from what you said, largest G3 expansion so far this year. That's a stat that I want everybody to keep in mind. Chris, thanks for joining us.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.